And now, Hard Facts. Hard Facts with Dion.
Welcome back. I still had Facts in 91.3 Nigeria. In for Herring Bud Harcourt. I'm Dio. 12 minutes gone past 5 p.m. Conversation continues. Many thanks for staying tuned. And at the moment, we're discussing Rwanda. Now, remember that sometime, I think it was about a week ago or 2 weeks thereabouts, give or take, Rwanda announced a ban on dumping of refuse. It was over a week now. I think it was sometime around September 10 or thereabouts. Now, this was on our news September 10. Here was the news item just a moment. River State Waste Management Agency Rwanda has banned the dumping of waste on the median of roads. In a statement, Rwanda State Administrator Felix Eboa said a task force has been set up to enforce the order and arrest defaulters. The statement further urged residents to dump waste at approved receptacles. Now, this was once again on our news September 10. Remember, today is September 20, so it's a full 10 days or so after this statement was released by Rwanda. So let's go further to after September 10. So September 13... this was also done on September 13. Officials of the River State Waste Management Agency, Rwanda, have arrested some scavengers in Port Harcourt for flouting sanitation rules in the state. The scavengers, who operate at various dump sites, were arrested for opening bagged waste, thereby littering roads. Meanwhile, some residents of Port Harcourt expressed concern over the ban on dumping of waste on the median of roads by Rwanda. And those who spoke to our correspondents complained that they no longer have a place to dump their refuse. Let's hear what these residents had to say about this conundrum, if you will, that they've found themselves in at this time, at the moment. Here we are.
Where are we going to dump our refuse? Is it inside our room or inside our street? Where are we going to dump our refuse? Government should map a place that the masses will dump their refuse.
We're supposed to provide the receptacle. We're supposed to provide them before they announce them out. Because it stands now, they don't get where the refuse dump in those means, except there.
The refuse on the roadside feel very bad, but I don't have any option. Waiting for the government to provide for us a better site to dump waste.
As we never see the team now. So, for now, the thing never there. So, how people will take the thing now? That will be the issue. Where government provides where people put the thing for us.
Now, there's nowhere to dump dirt, and the dirt will just be leaking and leaking. And this dirt now can even cause diseases for us. So, it's going to affect people. So, they should just do something about it.
Our correspondent went around Azorba, Rumusi, and Chobe axis of the East West Road and reports that there were no receptacles for the dumping of refuse. Of course, recall Rwanda banned the dumping of waste on the median of roads and set up a task force to enforce the order and arrest defaulters. Once again, this was news from September 13, I believe. September 13, precisely. September 13. So let's move forward to September 17. Yeah, let's go to September 17, which was last Friday, I do believe. Now, following the ban on dumping of refuse on the median of roads by Rwanda, Nigeria Info went to town to check the level of compliance. Our correspondent visited some major markets and spoke to two market officials on how waste disposal is being regulated in those places. Here's what our correspondent returned with. Voila.
Once they sweep, they will bring it here. This very particular market has a lot of dirt that come out from there. We normally advise them to bring it outside, which that man that is in charge of the work promised that he will always come and take the refuse anytime he's here. They normally pass here, say, to pack the refuse.
The one we think they bring here, everyone comes there and comes with it.
All right, so there you have it. Let's talk about this for a bit. Has the ban been enforced in your neighborhood? Now, especially if you reside in a neighborhood where the practice was to drop the refuse on the median and have the collectors or the waste collectors collect it from the median. And maybe that doesn't happen in your neighborhood. Maybe you've observed somewhere else where it does happen. You possibly while you're commuting to work or from work or commuting to some place or the other, you note that a certain part of town usually has refuse at some unusual place, like the medians of highways. And are you still observing that? Let's talk about this for a bit. Has this ban by Rwama been enforced? And how is waste being collected in your neighborhood right now, especially if the ban has been enforced? The numbers are the same. Lines are open. Call 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, and 0817-93-0007. WhatsApp is on 0809-030-6416. We are live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. And WhatsApp is on 0809-030-6416. Has the ban on dumping of refuse on the medians of roads or highways has been enforced in your neighborhood? How do you dispose of your refuse these days with the ban? Once again, especially if you are in neighborhoods where the practice was to drop off the refuse, was or is, as the case may be. Let's get your take right now. I've got Nonso from on board on the line. Nonso, you're welcome. Please go on.
Yeah, good evening, Dio.
Go on.
This news is novel to me. I don't even know there's any ban on dropping trash at the media.
Well, you've not been listening to the news.
Sorry?
You've not been listening to the news.
Well, I just heard it over the radio now from you. But even, naturally, too, I feel a bit embarrassed myself dropping off my trash at the median. But I really have no option, really. If they can provide an alternative, then that's fine.
When was the last time you dropped off your refuse on the median?
Last weekend.
Oh, it's a weekend thing for you.
Yes, that's usually when I have time, because I work throughout the week.
Okay, which median do you use?
But the one on Other George.
Oh, okay. You use the median on Other George.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. And besides you, are other users of the median on Other George still using the median?
Yes. After the last time, yes.
Oh, okay. All right. And
so, this is new to me.
Oh, okay, Nonso.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Nonso says he still uses the median on Other George Road to dispose of his refuse. How about you? What do you use these days? Do you still use the median or do you use something else? Especially since Rwama has placed a ban on dumping refuse on the median. Once again, live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. And WhatsApp is on 0809-030-6416. That's, once again, 0809-030-6416 via WhatsApp. I've got MD, I think, from Rumo Kuta. Hello, you're welcome. Please go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Dio.
Hi, right, go ahead.
Yesterday, on my way going to the church, I live within Usoba. So I carry my trash, package it inside the normal waterproof cellophane. Those ones they usually sell at the court. So I took it because my church is at Rumudara on my way going. So I saw the dustbin truck and the boys were packing it. So I came and dropped it inside the car. The guy was telling me that if they caught me next time, I shouldn't try it. If I want to throw it, we should be 6 in the evening to 6 in the morning. I said, why? Is it here the truck and you people are still working? So I just have to just beg before the guy now me to quit.
Wait, so he was literally asking you to have dropped it on the median?
No,
He said, I shouldn't drop it, that I should take it to my house back. But I have to beg him. To an extent, I even wanted to keep him money so that he will allow me.
I get that. What I'm saying is, now, if he was saying to you that you should have dropped your waste there between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m., so what he's saying to you is that you should have dropped it on the median before they arrived.
Yes.
Because there were other wastes dropped on the median there. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay, so go on, go ahead.
This I met them around 9 in the morning when they were still walking.
Why did you feel the need to beg him? I don't understand that.
Sir?
Why did you feel the need to beg him? Because there was refuse on the media, so no, why were you begging him?
I just need to beg him.
Why?
Because if not so, the guy were like, you will not throw it to, you have to take it back. So I just have to beg it within that Mpozu, where they do the U-turn.
All right, so basically, you still dump your refuse on the median, basically.
No, I don't. I've not done it because I know that I'll see a car, their truck. That is why I took it.
So before last Sunday, where do you drop your refuse?
No, before that time, I'm not that kind of people that usually keep trash anyhow. So I know how I package my item because my trash bin is so large that it can sustain me for like 3 weeks.
So where do you drop it every 3 weeks?
No, before they give this order, when they were giving this order, I still drop it at the media.
Okay, MG, good to hear from you. I've got Comfort from Bonnie. Do I have the time for Comfort? Comfort for Bonnie, you're welcome.
Hello, good evening, Dario.
I have very little time, though.
Trash is a business in Bonnie here. We have LNG truck that collects trash. But here, we have people that use their truck. You come, you pay them, they will collect it. They will tell you days that they will come. For Christ's sake, people should start paying for their trash. They should not wait for government for everything.
Do you pay to have your trash collected in Bonnie?
Yes.
Okay.
We pay. Yes, we have this. They will come, they will collect the bag, they will give you another bag. You understand me? They should please pay. Not everything they wait for government. So make the place clean.
All right, Comfort. Great to hear from you as well.
Information is a two-way thing. Nigeria Info, it's your turn. Let's talk.
And now, Hard Facts. With
Diode. Okay, Mac. Still Hard Facts, 9213 Nigeria. In phone here in Port Harcourt. I'm Dio. We've got 26 minutes to go before 6 p.m. Major News is up at 6. Before then, however, discussions continue on what role Rwama is playing these days as far as waste collection and management is concerned. It's been about 10 days since Rwama issued a statement, courtesy its top man, Felix Eboah, placing a ban on dumping of refuse on the medians of roads or highways in Rivers State. So what's been the situation in your neighbourhood? Or some other neighborhood that you may be familiar with, has the ban been enforced? Of course, Rwama did state that statement, did state as well, that Rwama was going to be setting up a task force to apprehend offenders. Last we heard was that some scavengers have been apprehended by this task force, scavengers who were caught tearing to some bagged refuse, well, possibly in some public place. But let's get your take right now. And where do you drop your refuse these days? Lines are open. The numbers are the same. 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, and 0817-93-0007. We are live on facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. And WhatsApp is on 0809 030 6416. Oh, I've got Solomon from Rumenderi. Welcome, please go ahead.
Yes, they are still in my area along Rumen, along East West Road. They are still falling dead on the road, on the highway.
Where exactly?
The moment you pass Komodara Junction,
yes,
if you're headed towards Tank.
Oh, okay. When you say they, that includes you as well, Solomon, right?
No, me. It's these outside men that come to collect my trash.
Oh, okay. Okay. Do you know where they drop it when they collect it from you?
Actually, there's a dump site towards the creek there.
Okay.
Before it goes junction, yeah, that's where they go to the
terminal. Okay, but you still have refuse being dumped on the median of the East-West Road?
Exactly. In fact, two places to be precise.
Okay, and the waste collector is still good at to collect the waste anyways?
I don't know that because it's a little bit far away from my...
Yeah, but if they're not collecting it, then the waste must have overtaken the road by now.
Okay, as I saw it, actually, it was 3 days ago. That was on Saturday.
Yes.
It was massive, but a little bit massive. So I haven't gone there. That was Saturday, so I haven't gone there this week.
Mm. So you pay these persons to have your waste collected, right?
Yes.
Okay. And do you think everybody else should pay to have their waste collected as well?
Well, it depends. If it's not convenient for me to take it down to that place because it's a little bit fast. So the best thing for me to do is just to get one of these outside guys, to collect it and not pay enough.
Mm. So does it matter if they're outside guys?
These are the people that usually come towards our area.
But if they're not outside guys, would you mind?
I wouldn't mind. My concern is just to get the thing out of my compound.
All right, Solomon. Good to hear from me.
Thank you.
Testimony from Garrison. Hi there. Go on.
I'm fine. Good evening.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. Following the conversation, it's a welcome development, actually.
What exactly is the welcome development?
As in, the refuse disposal, this thing is getting out of hand in River State.
So what exactly is the welcome development?
Hello?
What exactly is the welcome development?
I think you said that the River State government has set a task force based on the disposal.
Rwama placed a ban on dropping refuse on the median of roads. Rwama set up a task force to apprehend defaulters.
Okay. Like in my area, people are still doing that.
Where is your area?
I stay in my one, but right now I'm at Garrison.
So which area are you referring to exactly?
It's my one.
Okay. All right. Via WhatsApp. Good evening, Dial. You know, when we came to Port Harcourt in 1992, we lived in Dubu. They usually bring big metal buckets in the morning and evening. In the early 2000s, they'd come to the streets with their trucks thrice a week. For me, it's quite embarrassing to bring trash to the median of the road where we are supposed to have advanced. The government needs to make arrangements. People must pay to dispose trash, but government needs to get capable companies who will divide Port Harcourt into districts and cover waste disposal efficiently. That's from Nonso.